أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللہ تبارک و تعالی احسان gathered us once again for this majlis of zikr. The remembrance of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala we have been told to make in abundance. But the abundance does not mean that we make so much that the brain cells get dehydrated. Although it is an excellent thing, but I have explained this many times and we are still getting cases where people without any direction, they just pick up some wazifa kitabs and then reads thousands of times different wazifas. Thereafter they suddenly suffer from different kinds of problems or they see things. So they believe that because they have been reading a lot of wazifas, so Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam must have been coming now. And very soon wahi will also come. But in fact, what is happening is because of the dehydration of the brain cells, the person is now seeing things. So neither must it be so little that it does not quench the thirst. When a person is thirsty, you require water, but the water must be of good quality and it must be sufficient to quench the thirst. If a person is thirsty and you give him 2 teaspoons of water, then it's obvious that that 2 teaspoons or 2 tablespoons or even a quarter glass is not going to quench his thirst. So the zikrullah must not be so little that it doesn't have the desired effect, and neither must it be so much that the person keeps on drinking and drinking and drinking until he can no more and he collapses. I have given this example many, many times that from our childhood days we heard that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Because it's got a lot of vitamins, and all Hakims, doctors, everybody agree. It's a beautiful fruit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given as a ni'mat. But if somebody believing that it has got a lot of vitamins, so therefore eats one time 10 kilograms, so then what's going to happen to you? So nobody will deny that it has got a lot of benefit. But the person has to have moderation in everything. Islam is all about moderation. Whether it is in ibadat, there's moderation. Zikr and tilawat, moderation. In our relationship with people, there must be moderation. In everything, there must be moderation. In our business activities also, there must be moderation. 7 to 7, 7 times a week, that's not a Muslim's way of earning his livelihood. Those people who are forced to work because they can't find other jobs, now they are helpless, we are not talking about them. But that rat race and chase, that is not a sign of a good Muslim. A good Muslim earns his livelihood, he works, he does whatever is necessary, purchases, sales, everything. But he believes that rizq is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that it follows a person like a shadow. If a person tries to catch his shadow, he will not be able to do so. One day we were walking in Madina Sharif, and the sun was in front. The sun was behind, so therefore the shadow was in front. As we are walking, it seems and appears as if the shadow is running further and further. Then I asked the friends to stop just for a minute and turn around just to give a lesson. I said, turn around and just walk a few steps now in the other direction. So when we started walking in the other direction, now the shadow was following. Now the shadow was following because the sun was in front now. So the shadow was now behind and it was following. So that's exactly the setup with man. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if we keep him in front, that he is the provider, he is the sustainer, he is our creator, he is our nourisher. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has already destined whatever we are going to earn. All we have to do is make a little bit of effort, but the person will get that much which has been destined for him. If he opens 24 hours also, he'll get that much which was destined for him, but he'll have to work for 24 hours. If he opened for 8 hours, he would have got the same thing for that day, what now he will get after working 12 hours and 24 hours. So if he keeps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his razzaqiyat in front, then our rizq will follow us like the shadow. But if we put Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala behind us, then we will have to chase after that shadow. We will have to chase and chase and chase. The person will become tired. He'll become tired. He'll be exhausted. And that is exactly what is happening nowadays. We can see how people are becoming exhausted and tired, and they're making others also tired and exhausted. It's 7 to 7, 7 days a week. It is not something that Allah Ta'ala wants of us, that we must earn our livelihood in that manner. There was a time when the government's regulation stipulated that 1 p.m. on a Saturday all shops must close and you reopen only on Monday morning, except for chemists and some other necessary businesses or service providers. The rest of them, 1 o'clock exactly on the dot. I remember my grandfather's shop, my father's shop. 1 o'clock on the dot, they used to keep a watch outside because the cops are moving around. If you pass that time, they charge you and fine you. Alhamdulillah, all survived, all ate well. They made umrahs, they made hajj, they built masajid, they built madaris. They had their children married, the grandchildren married. They used to travel to India, go and give something to the family members that side. They did everything. And there was a lot of time to visit the sick, to see to the needs of the family, many, many other things. All could be taken care of in that time. But with the freedom that we got, what we have done is made a total mess of our lives. Now we've got no time for our ibadah, our zikr, our tilawat, our sick, our needy, our poor. We've got no time for family members and maintenance of family ties. All those things have now vanished. So that is our weakness. So I was talking about moderation, that in everything there's moderation. Whether it is in our business or whether it is in our homes, in our lives, in our eating also, there must be moderation. It does not mean that if the food is very delicious, so now we must fill the tank to the brim. Like how we go to fill up our tanks at the bowsers, and we tell them, keep filling, because I've got a long journey. So until the last drop the tank can take, we tell him to fill. We think that our stomachs are also the same. That keep filling until I can't even breathe. So there must be moderation even in that. So we have gone on to extremes. And Shariat is not about extremes. There's a balance, total balance. Nevertheless, we are not having any bayan. It's a majlis of zikr. And one beautiful Naat Sharif, which you have heard many times. And it really takes my heart to Madina Sharif. So therefore, whether your heart goes or not, but I will read it. And inshallah, your heart will go there too. रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहें फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहें फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए जब नजर आए वो सब्ज गुंबद कह के सल्ले अला जुम जाए रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए जब नजर आए वो सब्ज गुंबद कह के सल्ले अला जुम जाए कह के सल्ले अला जुम जाए ओ अल्लाह व्हेन विल माय टीयर्स ऑफ लॉन्गिंग फॉर मदीना शरीफ And when will my du'as be accepted that I proceed once again in the direction of Madina Sharif? When will these sighs, deep-hearted sighs of mine, to see the green dome, to stand at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, and say, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين الصلاة والسلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام personally listens to the salam and responds when the person delivers it there. From throughout the world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did a great favor upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that they do not have to get any passport, any visas, they don't have to spend any money. The poor, the rich, the black, the white, the strong, the weak, any person from any part of the world, he can read Salat and Salam, read Durud Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah Ta'ala has got the speediest of all communications. It is delivered to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam immediately. The angels carry it. Our technology has made this very, very easy to understand. Our cell phone technology, computer technology, that within seconds you can communicate with anybody around the globe. So what is it difficult to understand about the technology of Allah Ta'ala, that He has got such angels that convey this salat and salam with such speed. But when the person gets a bonus and he is present there at the Rawza Mubarak, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responds to it personally. And many times I have said that we go there, but our hearts we haven't purified. Or we stand in front of the Rawza Mubarak in a state that is most displeasing to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have to look at our faces in the mirror, then we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is most displeased if we have clean shaven faces. Agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota, to phir daadi mere sarkar ki sunnat nahi hoti. If beards were going to make a person look ugly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would not have ordered Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to keep the beard. And he would not have ordered the ummah to keep the beard. Definitely, most certainly, and I've mentioned this many times, that many of us with our beards, we do things which make even shaitan feel ashamed. With our beards and our kurtas and our Islamic garbs, many things we do, shaitan also feels ashamed. But that in no way negates the importance of the beard. If a person is doing one wrong, then it does not mean he must also do two, another wrong to make it right. What we will say, the people who are keeping beard, they should obey Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they should be examples, they should be role models, that when somebody deals with the person, he must feel comfortable, he must not be cheated, he must not be deceived. A person must not say that I looked at this person's Islamic garb, I looked at his beard, and I gave him a loan, or I gave him a nice deal, but the person, he cheated. It must not be that looking at our garb, they become misled. But at the same time, as I said, that the person must not do two wrongs to make it right. So just as people with beards are doing wrong, a lot of people without beards are also doing a lot of wrong things. All these ministers in parliament, cabinet ministers, governments, officers, which beards they keep? Look at the corruption that is rife there. So we will say that both things are essential. Keeping of the beard too, and at the same time doing the right things. But we cannot look down upon anybody because we don't know what is going to be the end result of the person. The person that may not be keeping beard, we don't know how much of tawbah and istighfar he is making. And we who got the beards, we don't know how much of pride we have, which will destroy us. So must keep the beard too, must be humble too, and at the same time don't look down upon anybody, but do that which is ordered by Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially when in Medina Sharif. Rang laayenge kab meri aahein phir Madine ki janib ko jaaye jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad keh ke salle ala jhoom jaaye. Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, what would people say about him? What do they know about his ishq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was traveling with an qafla and they came to Bir Ali, and from there at that time you could see the green dome. He jumped off, and that time there were no tarred roads or anything of that nature. His feet bleeding, but in ecstasy and joy reading the Durood and Salam, moving that he has found finally his destination. arrived at his destination. The others also jumped off and they tried to emulate him. After a few steps, they put on their shoes again. Because his was real ishq. It was not necessary, it was not compulsory that he must do that. But it was his hal, it was his ishq and his muhabbat that he couldn't resist. It was natural. They didn't pretend. There was no question of show business there. It was natural. So, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad keh ke salli ala jum jaye. The real ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. From a distance, he is now no more engaged in idle talk and chit-chat and gossip and worldly discussions and rand dollar rates and pound rates and rial rates. The person is looking as he's arriving closer and closer. He's reading the Durood Sharif in abundance. He's reading Naat Sharif to increase that ecstasy and joy. And as soon as jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad keh ke salli ala jum jaye. The ecstasy knows no bounds, it knows no limits. The person is now overtaken in that enjoyment. He knows that beneath that gumbad khazra, beneath that green dome rests Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no doubt about it. It's not a question of doubt that could be he is there and could be he is not there. Na'uzubillah. All the other places where they show us some graves of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, we can't say with certainty. But here you can take a billion qasams and say that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is there. His resting place which his grave Mubarak, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is hayat. Allah ta'ala has given him hayat. We believe in his hayat. We believe that when we say salam, he listens to it, responds to it, and so many other things. So, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad keh ke salli ala jhoom jaye. That is the sign of an ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That he puts behind him all the worldly things. Now he's determined to obey Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he is determined to follow the way of life shown by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I explained this many times, but I keep on repeating it. Whenever I repeat, somebody says, you cleared one doubt. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us the Sharia, in which the rich, the poor, and everybody can comfortably follow, for which everybody can follow. He chose for himself that 2x2 room. He chose for himself very, very simple life. 2 months on end, sometimes his stove never lit. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam set a pattern. He used the different modes of transport that were available in his time. He rode on a horse, he rode on a camel, he rode on a mule. So in your time, if you have spaceships or you have train or you have plane, whatever you have, make use of it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he ate meat, he ate vegetable. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank milk. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever was halal and whatever was available without any fuss. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he didn't like something, he didn't eat, but he didn't complain about it. But he set the pattern that in your time, whatever is available, which is halal, as long as you don't eat in excess, you don't overindulge, and at least you take care of your immediate neighbors that they are not starving and hungry. So with these few directions, the person can eat. It is simple, it is easy. Islam is practical. Islam is for all ages, all times, all climes, all conditions, all situations. You will find in the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam some example that how should you live at a certain time. When there are fitnas all around, then what you should do? We are guided. Look into the Hadith Sharif, we'll find guidance. Look into the Quran Sharif, we'll find guidance. Those people who say that, what can we do? What can we do? There's so much of fitnas now, so therefore we must go hook, line and sinker with the fitnas. Then it shows that we are not strong Muslims, because the Muslim turns the tide. He goes against the tide. He's like a lion. Zamana humko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. I mentioned this many times. That look at the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in and those who followed them. When they went to places, they changed the whole environment. They changed the language of the people. Even the language changed. Cultural lifestyles changed. And our condition is this, that we follow the others. They are our role models. We roll behind them. They are the models and we roll behind them. Therefore we say they are our role models. Anything that they will do, anything, just look at it, anything that they do and in any style that they do, whether it's halal or haram, is of no concern to us as long as we emulate them. Their radio shows, their TV shows, anything that comes, which we believe attracts a lot of audience, then we will have exactly in the same pattern and the same style. Exactly. Fitnas upon fitnas, we are lighting. Fire of fitnas is burning, is raging. And there's nobody, it seems as if, ready to extinguish that fire. We who claim to be followers of Allah Ta'ala is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but it's generally lip service. We don't have that kind of yaqeen, that kind of tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala, that kind of trust in Allah Ta'ala. So we should not lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving, very merciful, very kind, very compassionate, and therefore He has left the doors of Tawbah open, that come my servants, no matter how far you may have gone, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't despair of my mercy. But it does not in any way give license then to continue with deliberate sins. Tawfiq of Tawbah can be taken away. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad keh ke salle hala jhum jaye. Jab huzuri ka alam mata ho unko afsanae gham sunaye. Jab huzuri ka alam mata ho unko afsanae gham sunaye. Ab na jana ho gar hum ko wapas chup ke ye mange duaye. Ab na jana ho gar hum ko wapas chup ke ye mange duaye. When we get the opportunity of huzuri, standing before the Rauza Mubarak, unko afsane gham sunaye, we pour out our hearts. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the weakest of your ummatis. I am the black sheep of your ummat. Deliberately I have disobeyed Allah Ta'ala and I have disobeyed you. I am an embarrassment. I am a disgrace. How many of my actions which were seen by the disbelievers put them off from Islam? How many of my actions which disbelievers saw, it distanced them from Islam? And how many of my actions and deeds which my family and relatives and people around me, they witnessed and they got a bad impression of Islam because they saw me in Islamic garb. So I am the weakest in your ummah. So pray to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for my forgiveness. Allah ta'ala will forgive. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوا فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چھپکے چھپکے یہ مانگے دعا. But that must be the truth. It must be from deep down in the heart of a person. His true desire must be that he wants to rest there forever. He wants to remain there so that his death comes in that city. For when he passes away there, it is a kind of a shahadat. The person gets aman, amnesty. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will rise first when the sur will be blown for the second time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will rise first. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Then Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. Then the people of Baqi, Jannatul Baqi. So if a person is fortunate to be buried there, amongst the graves of 10 to 15,000 Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, what gardens each and every one of them must have got. For we believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns the grave into a garden from the gardens of paradise, Rawzatum min Riyazil Jannah. Or for people who are sinful and disbelievers, then it is turned into a pit fire from the pit fire of hell. So our belief is that in Baqi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala, wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the daughters of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sahaba I kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in that are buried there, the mufassirin, the muhaddithin, the qurra, the mashayikh, the ulama, what kind of people are buried there, each one, what kind of garden he must have got, gardens of Jannah. So if some sinful one like us gets a small patch, where our body turns to dust, then our soul also, when the winds of rahmat are blowing, will get, inshallah, maghfirat. So, ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke ye mange dua. Hazrat Mawlana Badr-e Alam Rahmatullah Alayhi's nasihat, wasiyat I mentioned many times. The first thing that he says there, I discussed it in detail. Azizo ko mujhe ek raaz ki hai ab khabar karna. Agar mehfooz rehna ho, to tawba mein guzar karna. Jahan ab phansne wala hai, fitan mein deen o imaan ke. Bahut mushkil hai momin ko kahin bahar basar karna. The world is going to plunge into fitnas. And the greatest fitna will be the fitna of Dajjal. For a true mu'min and a true Muslim, it's going to become very, very difficult to stay outside Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Sharif. These two places will be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. There's no doubt lots of fitnas have already entered Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Tayyibah. The fitnas of music, the fitnas of TV films, and the fitnas of cell phone haram sites. Computer sites and so many other things, filthy magazines, negligence in salat and everything has entered. But still, if a person wants to protect himself, if he wants to save himself, then it is extremely easy. The person makes his namaz in the Haram Sharif, makes his tilawat, zikr, ibadat. If he has to earn some livelihood for a little while, he goes into the marketplace and then comes back and finish. He is protected.
Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke ye mange duaye. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke ye mange duaye. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہ صلی علی جم جائے.
تیرے در پر میرا اثر ہو یا رب, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. Each item if we have to discuss we require hours.
Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duae. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے.
واللہ the ملتزم we say make us yours and you become ours. It is permissible and it is right that a person should ask for everything, all halal permissible needs of his, he can ask at the multazam. Person that's in search of a marriage partner, he can ask Allah Ta'ala for compatible, pious, righteous marriage partner at the multazam. Somebody that wants rizq halal in abundance, he can ask there at the multazam. So we are not saying that it is not permissible to ask, but the greatest ni'mat that a person can seek at the multazam is mujhe apna bana lo karam se. If Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then the kingdoms will be ours. Then our children will be coolness of our eyes. Then our businesses will give us barakat. Then our lives will be peaceful. There will be contentment, satisfaction, tranquility, sukoon in our lives. Our restlessness, our anxieties will all vanish.
مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے.
What is the حقیقت of دونوں عالم, this world and the next world? جتنے بھی عالم ہو سب تجھ پر لٹائے. The person who's got عشق and محبت of Allah تبارک و تعالی, in a capsule the person has got the creator of the gardens of Jannat in his heart. Gardens of Jannat are the maximum ni'mat that a person can think of for enjoyment. And greater than that ni'mat is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's countenance and didar. So this ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. The more the person will sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, the more Allah Ta'ala is going to open up his ni'mats and his bounties for this person. Allah Ta'ala is not going to deprive him.
Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. رنگ لائیں گے کب میری آہیں, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. सारे आलम में फिर फिर के या रब तेरा दर्द मोहब्बत सुनाए, सारे आलम में फिर के या रब तेरा दर्द मोहब्बत सुनाए, सारे आलम में फिर के या रब तेरा दर्द मोहब्बत सुनाए, तेरा दर्द मोहब्बत सुना कर सारे आलम को मजनू बनाए, तेरा दर्द मोहब्बत सुना कर सारे आलम को मजनू बनाए, सारे आलम को मजनू बनाकर सारे आलम को मजनू बनाकर मेरे मौला तेरी गीत गाए, सारे आलम को मजनू बनाकर मेरे मौला तेरी गीत गाए, रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए, जब नजर आए वो सब्ज गुंबद कह के सल्ले आला झूम जाए. The person who's got the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the ishq of Allah ta'ala in his heart, and he does not want to just relax and rest with that. He wants others to also enjoy, he wants others to also taste the sweetness of the love of Allah ta'ala in his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is an enjoyment in it, there is a sweetness in it. It cannot be expressed in words. Once again, Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala comes into my heart, then the languages and the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to put a description onto it. So there is something Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be giving to those ushaq and those lovers of his and of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which we are not aware of. So they inform us of it, that there is something like that. And all it requires is a little bit of suppression of the nafs from sins, that's all. If a person's pocket is filled with stones and somebody says that empty that pocket, then I can fill it up with diamonds. Now this person says, no, you want to steal my stones. He's got stones, worthless stones, which we kick on the pavements. And now, but the pocket is full. Now some person comes and says that, look, I've got diamonds and I want to give it to you free of charge. But first empty that pocket. Otherwise, how am I going to fill that pocket? Other person says, looks like you want to steal the stones from my pocket. So I'm not prepared to allow the diamonds to come in, leave the stones in my pocket. We'll say this person is stupid, number one. That is our condition. Allah Ta'ala wants to give in our heart the diamonds of His love, which will make our life pleasant, easy, comfortable, enjoyable. We will still enjoy all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. We'll eat, we'll drink, then there'll be true enjoyment. In our marriages there'll be true enjoyment. In everything there'll be true enjoyment. Now we say no. Leave the stones in there. Therefore when Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, हर तमन्ना दिल से रुखसत हो गई, हर तमन्ना दिल से रुखसत हो गई, अब तो आजा अब तो खलवत हो गई. Oh Allah, every other tamanna has left my heart. Now come, I've emptied my heart for you, for your love. As Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah said, if I had 1,000,000 rupees or 100,000, I would have given it to you on this share. So there must be something in it. They had made their condition like that. Their hal was like that. So he said, Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab. Now
That's my desire, my tamanna, that I must go around. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab tera darde muhabbat sunaye. I go and explain to the people, I talk to them about your greatness, about your might, about your power, about your compassion, about your kindness, about your love, about your mercy, about the ni'mats and bounties that you have blessed us with in this world and what you have got for us in the akhirat. And what enjoyment is there when we have this bond and with this connection with you, O Allah. Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab. Go around and tell the people about it. Teach them your love. People are teaching the love of illicit beloveds. Look at the media, how much it is used for that. And what does it lead to? Nothing but depression, disaster, devastation, destruction, and all kinds of problems. And in this love of Allah Ta'ala, there is nothing but development, there is nothing but peace, happiness, contentment, satisfaction. Such sukoon that even people with depression, if they have to sit around a person who's got love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, their depression is gone too. Sukoon comes into their lives also. Tera darde muhabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnu banaye. Make them madly in love with Allah. At present everybody says, I'm madly in love, madly in love. Person goes mad when he's in love with illicit beloveds. And sometimes literally he goes mad. But in this love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person does not go mad, landing himself in some asylum. In this love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person's life is balanced. There's moderation. There is nothing but i'tidal. There is nothing but sukoon, peace, tranquility, enjoyment, ecstasy of a kind that only the Allah wallahs know. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must bless us with it. Dar badar doondta hai ye akhtar, ehle darde muhabbat ko paaye, rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. May Allah Ta'ala take us all, give us true love of his and of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allah, 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 Allah. Kya nazar na mujh par dali jayegi, کیا میری فریاد خالی جائے گی؟ اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشان، تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں. او اللہ، شو می یور ایڈریس، شو می ہاؤ ٹو ریچ یو، شو می ہاؤ ٹو برنگ یو ان مائی لائف، گیو می سم پتہ آف یورس. اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشان، مجھ کو بتا دے اے رب جہاں. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most loving, most caring Allah. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. اے رب کریم، fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with the love of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Distance us from نفس and شیطان. Distance us from نفس and شیطان. اے رب کریم، make us obedient to you and your beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے رب کریم، we acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. day and night, how much of sins we commit with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongues, with our hands and feet, with our heart and mind. How much of our homes are used for haram, how much of our cars are used for haram purposes. How much of our wealth we use in haram places, discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, drugs, adultery, fornication, wine, women. Ay Rabbe Kareem, humare hal par raham farma. Shame, haya and modesty has left our lives. Ay Rabbe Kareem, haya has left our lives. Forgive the sins, major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, tongues, hands and feet, heart and mind. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. We need your support every second, every breath of our life. We cannot survive, my beloved Allah, without your support. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahar-e-ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, wherever they may be, my beloved Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. We know that sometimes sicknesses and ailments can be a rahmat and a blessing for the pious and the righteous. But we are not amongst the pious and righteous, my beloved Allah. Forgive our sins and bless us with complete shifa. But Rabbe Kareem, even if it is a rahmat and a mercy, change the rahmat of sickness to good health. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with abundant rizq and sustenance. Let it be halal, my beloved Allah. Let it be with ease. Ay Rabbi Kareem, don't test us, don't test us. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make them righteous and pious, my beloved Allah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Ay Rabbi Kareem, if they have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Wherever there's floods, wherever my beloved Allah, there are floods in our country or other parts of the world. Wherever this gale force winds have caused destruction, where earthquakes have caused destruction, Ya Rabbi Kareem, where any other azab of yours has caused destruction, we are asking for forgiveness for ourselves and the ummah at large. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, Kashmir, Rabbe Kareem, all parts of the world. Unki pareshani, gham, takleef ko dur kar. Those who are causing destruction, those who are oppressing, those who are tyrannizing, Rabbe Kareem, give them hidayah. Bless them with Iman and Islam. But if they have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam and Iman, and they will continue with oppression, tyranny, suppression and persecution. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Samud. Ay Rabbi Kareem, guna ke addo ko khatam farma. Khatam farma. Zina ke addo ko khatam farma. Hey Rabbi Kareem, the establishments of zina, the establishments of sin, destroy them, remove them from the surface of the earth. Hey Allah, batil ki skimo ko fail kar. Hum sab ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut se. We have to die, we have to leave this world someday. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den. Adultery, fornication, watching some porn site on the internet or filthy magazine or any kind of haram action. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Madina Tayyiba mein salamati deen aur aza ke saath shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Bless us with burial in Baqi. It is not destined there, wherever it may be, that it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. Bless us with all the corruption, mischief, fitnas that he asked for protection. For the ummah, protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazal and kindness and ihsan, fulfill their good wishes. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, pain and suffering of every individual. With your ihsan and fazal, remove the pain and suffering. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gasht talim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Madaris, masajid, khanqah, kukubur. Accept all the associations and anjumans of deen. Bless everyone the tawfiq of working within the parameters of Sharia, Rabbi Kareem. My beloved Allah, those who have passed away, fill the grave with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give their family members, kith and kin, sabr jameel, ajr azim. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن رحمتک یا رحمت